Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
My friends, I am Vivian McPeak, and this is Hemp Present. If you have feedback or would like to suggest a guest or topic for Hemp Present, email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. I wake up every day with a mixture of outrage and concern over what is taking place in this country. With all the problems that America has, it still has great promise to realize the dream that America is, if we can preserve our fragile experiment in democracy. And that's exactly what my guest today is determined to do. Jeff Seitz has called Ohio's 4th Congressional District home most of his life. He graduated from the Lima Bath School District with the class of 1985. In 1987, he followed in the footsteps of his father and enlisted in the United States Army, where he proudly served as a military policeman. After his stint in the military, he was a Department of Defense police officer at Fort Benning, Georgia. He earned an associate degree in applied science from the Ohio Institute of Photography and Technology. And most importantly, he's running for Congress in Ohio's 4th Congressional District. I know he has a very busy schedule, and I want to thank him for taking the time to talk to me today. I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to give you, my listeners, access to his platform and ideas. Welcome, Jeff, to Cannabis Radio.
Hi, Vivian. Thanks for having me on today.
It's my pleasure. Jeff, Jim Jordan is serving in his 9th term in the U.S. House of Representatives in Ohio's 4th Congressional District. It seems to me he's just not real concerned with governing. And from what we've seen, I'm not even sure that he knows how to govern. He is the primary co-conspirator with Donald Trump in the January 6th insurrection. He's essentially a performative saboteur in the House of Congress, in my opinion. You're running against Jordan as a Democrat in an election that has tremendous implications for the future of this nation. Why have you decided to step forward to become Ohio's 4th District Representative? And what should voters know about your campaign that makes you the person to beat Jim Jordan?
Well, Vivian, first I want to say a shout out to a couple issues here in Ohio that have one is pertinent to your listeners. But issue one here in Ohio has great interest nationally. It's a proposed constitutional amendment giving every person the right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. It's a big issue here in Ohio, and I just wanted to put a shout out to that. I've already voted yes on this issue, and I encourage any of your listeners here in Ohio to vote yes on that issue. The second one is of concern to you guys. It's about hemp. And issue two is about the right to grow some of your own hemp, have 2.5 ounces of cannabis, and grow it in your home. So that's the other big issue here in Ohio, and I also voted yes for that. So on to your question. Jim Jordan is very bad. I mean, he hasn't passed any legislation since he's been in Congress. the 16 years. I mean, 16 years he's done nothing. And ever since Trump came onto the picture, he's just been his mouthpiece for everything that Trump has done. And we saw that when he was trying to run for Speaker of the House. Now I come along, I've been trying to run against and get into the general election since 2020. Come up short two times. I'm hoping this time will be the one. I've heard the call to answer that call to the country, like I did when I entered the military. So I'm out there trying to do the work for the people that Jim Jordan is not. And that's the main reason I think people relate to me, is I'm just a common guy.
You know, riffing off of what you just said, a woman's right to choose is one of the most critical of the many issues that hang in the balance of these really next couple elections in America. Voters in your state, as you mentioned, will have the opportunity to support or oppose Ohio's issue one. And for my listeners, if that is enacted, what it would do is, quote, establish a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect a patient's life or health. We're seeing, you know, a concerted right-wing campaign to criminalize abortion and criminalize women, even with a law in Texas now that a trafficking law, that if you drive a woman somewhere out of the state or even in the state for an abortion, you'd be charged with trafficking, which is a real extension of what that is supposed to historically mean, which usually means against your will. You mentioned that you have already voted for issue one, that you support the issue one. Why is it important? Why is it important to oppose this campaign to prevent abortion? Why do you care about this issue?
Well, I want to make sure it's about several things that revolve around women. Women need to have their own rights to what they do with their body. The government should stay out of it. And we see in polls, you know, 58% of the voters here in Ohio favor the November 7th election on issue one. I mean, that's 89% of Democrats, 39% of Republicans, and 51% of independents. And that just goes to show that the Republicans here in Ohio have overstepped their bounds in instituting these laws against abortion, because the majority of the people want that right for the women that they love in their family. My daughter was just over at my house just recently, today, and I want it for her. I want it for my granddaughters. I want it for my nieces. And I want it for all women out there to have their right to do what they want to do with their body.
You know, the Republicans say that they are the party of freedom, right? I spent over 30 years of my life as a community activist working on drug policy reform with a specific focus on cannabis legalization. And while Americans in some states like mine now have the freedom to use cannabis without the threat of arrest, and I worked very hard to help make that happen, Ohioans currently cannot legally use, purchase, possess, sale, grow, or gift cannabis products. Issue two, which you've already signaled support for in your intro, is also on the ballot in Ohio, and that would change all that. Why do you think that the legalization of cannabis is an important issue for the citizens of your state?
Well, we can see through, again, polling is 66% of Democrats, 50% of Republicans, 59% of independents agree with the right to, you know, have cannabis, smoke marijuana, up to a point. Even though I've never personally smoked marijuana, I've been in places like in Amsterdam and the Bulldog and the Grasshopper over there where it's legal. And we've never, to my knowledge, and you might have better knowledge than me, that there's never been an overdose on cannabis or marijuana. But we have had deaths due to alcohol. But yet we can give people alcohol, but we can't this drug. And I've been approached by people saying it's a gateway drug and this, that, and the other thing. But I personally don't see harm to it. And that's why I support it. I've had, interaction with people that, have smoked, people in my family have smoked. You would never know it. You would never know people that smoke every day.
I've been to the Grasshopper and the Greenhouse and the Milk Vague and all those places in Amsterdam myself. And I'm sure that you noticed what I did. It's like any other bar. It's like any other club. It's like any other tavern. Mm-hmm. Nothing different is happening except some people are imbibing cannabis instead of alcohol. I mean, that's, it's a non-issue. And the new Speaker of the House, God forbid, is a rabid anti-cannabis zealot, right? Which just goes to show you that the leadership of the Republican Party is behind their own voters on this and other issues. Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio, first arrived in Washington in 2007, having served a dozen years in the state and house, or the Senate and the House of his state. He was a champion wrestler in college. He started his career as an assistant coach for the Ohio State University wrestling team in the 80s and 90s, working with team doctor Richard Strauss, who the university later found had molested dozens of student wrestlers over two decades. And when the university investigated in 2018, several former students claimed that Jordan knew about the sexual abuse and harassment and failed to report it. If you become the Democratic candidate in Ohio, you'll be running against Jim Jordan. Do you think that Jordan's telling us the truth? And what does the way he's handled this say to you about his qualifications to lead?
Well, Jim stated, I knew no abuse, never heard of it, never had any reported to me. If I had, I would have dealt with it. Well, Jordan has reportedly denied any accusations or any wrongdoings. Now, I've talked to people, one of the wrestlers. I've talked to a gymnast that had some issues with some wrestlers back in the day. And I don't think Jim is telling us the whole truth about the situation.
Okay. And of course, he is a big supporter of Donald Trump, who has been found by a judge to have committed sexual assault at the least. So there's just kind of seems like a trend going on there. we have, what do we have? Our time is up. So we're going to take a quick break. We're rocking. We're going to come right back with a second segment with Jeff Seitz. So don't go anywhere.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
And we're back on Hemp Present with Jeff Seitz. Jeff, in Congress, Jim Jordan was a founding member of the Hard Right Freedom Caucus, which I've heard people call the Treason Caucus, where he gained a reputation for foregoing suit jackets for his combative, in-your-face style of performative politics. Do you agree with that assessment? Would you agree that that Jim Jordan is a combative, in-your-face type of guy? And how would your approach differ from that of Jordan?
Well, yeah, Jim Jordan has never been known as a compromiser or a deal maker. He's known better for blowing up deals than he has been putting them together. And yes, he doesn't wear a suit jacket. So there's actually several Twitter handles out there with Jim Jordan's jacket, and they make fun of him, all that stuff. But to me, we have to go back to the people, ask the people what they want. And this is something he doesn't do. He comes into town here in Lima, and you don't know it until 2 days later when the news reports it. So to me, we have to go back, talk to the people, see what they want, go back to Washington, craft some bills and laws that help those people that Jim Jordan never does.
Well, maybe he doesn't wear a coat so he can avoid the Republican crime of wearing a beige suit coat like Barack Obama did, which caused a huge controversy when he was president,
I remember that.
He also gave a kid a fist bump. Oh, my God. I mean, the offenses, there's a long list of terrible offenses he did. Back to Jordan, as a rank and file member of Congress, Jim Jordan changed the game, attempting to extract political gains with the threat of a government shutdown. And then we're, of course, we're on the precipice of that happening again. Former Speaker John Bonner, who Jordan helped push out of that position in 2015, he dubbed Jordan a legislative terrorist. Is Bonner right? Is Jim Jordan a legislative terrorist?
Yes, and I think it's actually John Boehner.
Oh, Boehner. Right. Thank you.
That's fine. We've forgotten about him anyway. So Boehner probably would have rather have set himself on fire than give Jim Jordan any position of authority. You know, just as a side note, with Speaker Boehner, the former Speaker of the House, obviously, was a staunchly against legalizing marijuana. Now you can find the long-term Republican standing before a wall-sized photo of the Capitol, making an online infomercial pitching for the cannabis industry. Time has a way of educating people, don't you think?
Yes, yes. And thank you for correcting me on that. It seems like a lifetime ago that he was Speaker of the House. I actually knew that. I won't tell you how my friends used to pronounce his name. Once again, back to Jim Jordan. He's beloved by the MAGA Trump conservative base, who sees him as someone who will knock down Washington-style politics and entitlement, quote, draining the swamp. Since Republicans gained the majority in the House in January, Jim Jordan's been a champion for hardline conservatives who want the party to aggressively go after the Biden White House. And he has, as Judiciary Committee Chairman, he's initiated investigations into President Biden and his son Hunter's business dealings. Jordan's a key figure in the impeachment inquiry into President Biden and appointed to that role by ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy. And he first recently spoke at a hearing last month. Are these inquiries into the Biden administration justified? Are they a distraction? Are they something else?
Oh, they're a distraction. They're a distraction. B, they don't have anything else to do. But that they have no agenda of their own. I mean, for example, 3 weeks. It's taken them 3 weeks for them to oust the Speaker of the House, paralyze the House, and then not pick a speaker to replace him. I mean, that tells you right there the leadership in the House. And there's few other Republicans now who are trying to cast blame on Democrats for what has happened when it was their own party that blew up the House. So now they elect Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, who is a leading insurrectionist, voted against certifying the 2020 election, and is a super MAGA. I mean, Trump put out right after he was elected, MAGA Mike Johnson. I mean, that tells you everything about what their agenda is. It has nothing to do with the American people.
And by electing Mike Johnson, it seems like it has nothing to do with capabilities or experience. It's all about fealty to the lie and fealty to, you know, the great leader, Donald Trump. Do you agree?
I agree. I think he is a, for lack of a better word, a puppet, you know, and that's what he's going to be told what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And he's going to follow it. And that is a dangerous situation for America. And we preach on, when we're out with the public, which side of history are you going to be on? Are you going to be on democracy, or are you going to be on fascism? And right now we see fascism coming.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it seems like with his, in my opinion, almost be better to have no speaker than to have him as speaker. I mean, I'm concerned about a lot of things, like, you know, continuing to support Ukraine in the conflict against Russia. And like you say, just preserving our fragile democracy. I mean, how concerned are you about Mike Johnson having the gavel?
Well, we'll have to see in the coming weeks, when we get closer to redoing the budget and everything. Is he going to not do what Kevin McCarthy did and seek out help from the Democrats to get some compromise done? Will he shut the government down if he shuts the government down, we'll know that he's true MAGA and not wanting to work for the betterment of the American people. That's when we'll know.
Jeff, what kind of feedback have you been getting from the voters in your community, and how can people support your campaign?
We've been getting great feedback, both inside the community, online. Everybody seems very supportive of us. They're happy to see us when we show up at events. And a lot of times I'll ask people questions just like you're asking me, and just kind of shut up and listen. And I think that's what our politicians should be doing nowadays, is just shutting up and listen. They're very excited with we're coming out. We've got this idea about what we're calling the All-American Tax Act. We think it's going to benefit all Americans. We're in the early phase of trying to figure out what it is and how to implement it. Basically, we think maybe the first $36,000 of your income will be tax-free. And that puts about $300 to $400 a month back into a family's income, which we know now could help people, you know, with inflation and stuff like that. So, you know, if you choose to, if you want to support my campaign, you can go to our website. A shortcut is Jeff4.us, Jeff4.us. And that'll take you to our fundraising page where you can donate. And it'll also give you an address if you want to send a check in. So,
great. We're going to take another quick break and come back with our final questions for Jeff Seitz for Congress.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
All right. We're back for the final questions with Jeff Seitz. Jeff, above and beyond the bombastic, divisive narratives swirling around the post-Trump partisan political reality that we're suffering through in this country, what will you do for the people of the Ohio 4th? And what is it that you'll bring to the table that, in your opinion, will enhance and benefit the lives of the people of Ohio?
Well, sometimes we say out there, if you want somebody to represent you, you have to pick someone from among you. And my dad's been a union worker. He was a UAW worker. My wife is a union worker. I've worked in warehouses all my life, driving forklifts and stuff like that. I know what it is to be down here, you know, eking out a living like everybody else does. And to have people like Jim Jordan, who's never really held a job like we have, go straight into state and then the congressional level, he doesn't understand us. And that's what I'm bringing to the table. I'm one of you. I understand you. So that's why I'm going to fight for you. And, you know, that's really the big thing that I bring to the table, is I'm one of you.
You know, I think I told you that my grandfather, that I grew up in a union family, and I was raised by my grandparents, and my grandfather was a senior national representative for the American Federation of Government Employees, AFL-CIO. Mm-hmm. And I literally was 10 years old in a little three-piece suit at union locals, you know, growing up. And one of the things that I'm really thankful about the Biden administration is that unions seem to be really flourishing under this administration. And, right. And when America was its strongest, when the middle class was its strongest, it was when the unions were their strongest. And so having voices in leadership that are not only supportive of unions, but have direct experience with unions, I think is what this country needs, really. Yes. Because if you ask me, the culture war is a class war in disguise, right? And what we really have, right, is a billionaire oligarchy that has been able to buy politics, buy politicians through Citizens United, and it's legal bribery. And what we need to do is we need the workers of the world to unite locally and globally, and use their voice to speak out for justice. And economic justice is just as important as social justice, because they're connected. As a veteran, Jeff, having served in the United States military, Donald Trump has publicly attacked a Gold Star family. He's called for the execution of retired United States Army general and former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And he reportedly considered using the United States military against American citizens who were legally exercising their First Amendment rights of protest. I mean, it's just, it's unfounded in America. Nothing like this has ever happened. We never had a person like this in the Oval Office. As a veteran, do you think that those are disqualifying actions for someone running for the highest office of this land? How does that make you feel?
Yes, it is disqualifying because he is the commander in chief. The president is the commander in chief. He needs to lead by example. He needs to support the military. To say that he doesn't want to see disabled American veterans anywhere near him, criticize the Joint Chiefs of Staff, criticize somebody that has given, you know, their family to defend this nation. I mean, my great uncle Carl died in France during World War II. And to see a commander in chief do that is just, I just can't believe we even elected him president.
It's a disgrace, isn't it?
It is. And he's infected some of the veterans out there, because I just got approached by a Vietnam veteran that said, "What happened to you?" And I was like, I so wanted to say back to him, "What happened to you? Where have you strayed so far from what we were taught in the military to go against your nation?" And to see Donald Trump do that, that just reinforces my belief that he was bad for our nation. He has put us on the edge of losing our democracy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's astounding. And it seems like he has a tremendous amount of Americans hypnotized, and how they can't see through it is just, it's just fascinating to me that it just seems so apparent that he is a con artist and he is a narcissist and probably a sociopath, and he's an authoritarian, and he has kissed the asses of dictators and then criticized our allies. I mean, it's just, it's all mind boggling. But you know,
and that's why we see the surge of Russia and China right now.
Right.
Because they were allowed to flourish under Trump.
Yep. We only have a few moments left to talk. Jeff, what would you like to leave us with?
Well, we talk about which side of history are you going to be on. And we know that if Trump or any of the MAGA crowd continue to serve in Congress, serve as president, that this country is in trouble. The Ohio Democratic Party always puts out, they've been putting out, we need to get Democrats to run. And the only way we're going to stop this in the next couple elections, I don't think it stops here, and needs to go on for at least two, maybe three elections, that the Democrats really have to pour it on. We have to challenge every Republican in this nation from top to bottom, because we see it going on at the school level, school board level, and we need to challenge them. So I put it to every American out there that sees the trouble that this country is in, step up and go out there and put your name on a petition and get on the ballot.
Jeff Seitz, Democratic candidate for Ohio's 4th Congressional District. Thank you for being on Hemp Present, and the best of luck with your campaign, man.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. That concludes this installment of Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio. When it comes to prohibition, you've got the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice, so find your voice and speak up for justice, because resistance is fertile. The Hemp Present intro music is 7 Mile Beach from Joanne Rand, and the outro tune is Take Back the Plant by Stickerbush. See you next time. Stay strong. Marijuana!